there's too much porn, you know, and, you know, in your experience, was it messing up your interaction with women?
To a degree, yes, because you start putting women or holding them at an expectation to some actors, really, reality, right? So watching movies and porn and stuff like that does take an effect on the mind, right, in your imagination. So according to, you know, scientists, they say that when you're watching porn and you're looking for the dopamine, which is a chemical that makes you happy and it relaxes you, producing too much of it makes you addictive. And then you become an addict. And so then now the regular sex that you're having with your woman is not as satisfying as it would be on a normal basis if you didn't have all of these images in your mind. So we can lie to ourselves and act like images doesn't affect you subconsciously or consciously, but it actually does, right? Your brain is always recording. So it does give you a higher expectation on a woman, and that you don't even need to, she like, bro, she's not cakey, bro.
Porn does create unrealistic expectations on women, because sometimes I feel like I gotta act like a porn star. I gotta be making it clap and making it shake and slap me daddy, like, and doing all these fucking tricks and stuff like that. Like, I don't even get off on vanilla sex anymore. I feel like every time I have sex, it has to be a mood, a vibe. You understand? We gotta have the candles. We gotta have the music. You gotta bust in the door. You gotta wear the ski mask. Like, you have to do something. Like, I really feel like porn for me created like an unrealistic, like, it's almost like a talent show.
You said you watch it. Does it make you put a man on an unrealistic pedestal? Because you talk about for you. Now, do you do that? Put that same energy in a man or no?
All right, so I feel like with porn, it's more fantasy. It's like, what do you fantasize about, right? So now I feel like every time I have to have sex, it gotta be on that shit that is memorable. You coming to the crib, coming to fuck me for an hour and then leaving is not for me. Like, when you come in, I'm gonna have the dinner, I'm gonna have the candles, I'm gonna have the music, I'm gonna be dressed in lingerie, like kind of almost how you would see in a porn scene. And that's my idea of good sex. You coming to my crib or me coming to your crib just to fuck real quick, that's really not enough for me. And it's just like, it's fucked up, but it's just like, it is what it is. I want to create now, because of porn, an experience every time I have sex. When it's like, when you're in a relationship, that is literally not possible, sis. It's not possible, but literally, that's how I was. If you go back to a throwback clip from 8 at the Table, I said that I used to be waiting for my ex, like, by the door, like a little puppy dog, like, just waiting for him. Stuff that you learn from porn, okay? Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck you in the hallway before you go to work. When you come home, I'm going to have the bunny ears with the cottontail, like.
What, like, porn you watch?
It's a lot of pressure to the point where you feel like you're almost performing. You're not enjoying it. You understand? There's a difference between reality TV and then scripted work. You don't want to ever make your sex life feel like it's scripted. Like, oh, I have to moan like this. I have to be this disgusting. I have to be this raunchy. I have to be like, no, literally enjoy being intimate with your partner.
No, I feel like people put way too much energy into porn. Like, just take it for what it is. I watch porn to masturbate. I don't watch porn to learn. I feel like I'm a porn star myself. I watch these porn bitches and I'm like, really, that's all y'all doing? Y'all not doing more than that? Like, y'all faking this? Like, I'm not even impressed with porn. Like, I watch porn literally to get off. I don't watch porn for nothing else. And when a man come to me, he's not gonna get no porn fantasy. I'm gonna be butt-ass naked with some socks on, and I'm gonna fuck you, and that's it. You're not getting no porn. You're not getting... that's bullshit. Like, that's
the dudes in porn. The dudes in the porn be smacking with the tube socks. Like, Nikki, I mean, Danny is the dude.
I fuck with socks. That's me. I never wore no lingerie for no man. I have my socks on.
Never wore no.
I butt ass naked. I look good naked, man. I look good naked. I look good, you know, now I'm hiding. I'm sitting like this, but naked, I'm confident as fuck.
Like, you feel like watching too much porn could, like, affect you health-wise, like, cause erectile dysfunction?
Before I'm going to go after Rico.
I mean, listen.
I was never a porn, my bad. I was never a porn addict. Like, you feel me? I had one split day where I was like, all right, yeah, I gotta stop watching porn because like, what happened was like, I started trying to count how many nuts I could do in a day. So it was like a test for me. So I was like, you know what? Like, and then when I had, one day I had 6 nuts in a day.
I was supposed to ask you how many nuts. So one day I had six nuts in a day.
But yeah, I wish the whole day it was, and this is why it could be distracting. The whole day was booked for porn. I was like, I'm gonna beat my dick at this hour, this hour. This should be a good enough time, you know, in between. Shit. And I wanted to see if I really could do it. I took it as a challenge. But it was like a rewarding challenge because kind of like how Ross said, like when you nut, you feel good. You know what I'm saying? So on the 6th nut, it was painful. It wasn't even like, it was like, I said, yeah.
That's
so
then nuts.
At that point in time, I was so probably like terrible. 19. Yeah. I stopped watching porn so much. I would probably watch porn maybe like once or twice a week. But then as I got older, like honestly, I probably haven't watched porn. I actually said 2 years before, but it might be 3 because I forgot 2020. Like, I forgot how 2020 really worked, but I really haven't watched porn for years, honestly. Like,
what about you, Alamo? Do you feel like it causes erectile dysfunction or any other health risks when you watch too much porn?
So I want to do 2 things. Uh-huh. Real quick, I want to touch on the original topic where it's the pros and cons. Because we only talked about the cons. So I do feel that there is a pro in it where, maybe not for you, Danny, you say you don't need to learn, but some people do. So you can pick up tips and tricks to take back with your mate and use in the bedroom. That's a pro. But the con is too much of it and is an unrealistic precedent for yourself and for your partner because you might be like, I want to be like Mr. So-and-so. And you as a guy, you got to know that your dick ain't his dick. His stamina ain't your stamina. And also, it's a lot of cut and paste that goes on. It's a production. So you're thinking this is like, he's going that long. So you thinking you got to do all of that, legs up, Tim's, you know, all of that. Like, I got to go long. I got to grunt. Nah, like, let's be real. Like, it's cool to watch porn, but you got to be realistic with yourself and your shortcomings. Like, yeah, that ain't, you don't got to know.
I heard you don't have no shortcomings.
Oh. But, answer Nikki, next question about what's the next question? Now, can it cause erectile dysfunction? You know what? It can cause mental erectile dysfunction, right? Because
mental. Sex,
mental. Yeah, mental. I like that. Thank you, Aaron. Because when you're watching, you're consuming it mentally, right? You're not watching it with your dick. You're not watching it with your vagina, ladies. You're watching it through your eyes and it goes into your brains and it goes, so like mentally you're psyching yourself out, you know, by doing it so much. And then it translates to this because like if you're thinking during sex, you're done fucked up. You're supposed to flow and enjoy yourself and have a good time. But watching all that porn, consuming us, eating junk food, you're consuming all that junk too much. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna perform right. So that's where I would say it's a mental, thank you. It's mentally fucking up you, and then it turns into ED. But before you go, I want to hear from Brielle, and then I want to hear from Amanda on this, and then Erin.
I think that we forget porn stars are actors at the end of the day. Just how they say cut and start, they got to turn on that horniness. They got to turn on that I have to fake act like I like you so
they
we
have
can
to bring in the lube.
On camera. Like lube and shit like that. But in real life, what you may have watched in porn, your partner may not like that. You have to learn your partner and know what they like. Just because you might have seen some crazy kinky shit on porn, in porn, doesn't mean that your partner... I don't want you to lick my asshole. Like, for a man, feel me? You watch some crazy shit, oh, nah. I don't want nobody licking my ass. I don't want you to do this and that. Learn me. We gonna try this together in the act of sex. Or we could talk about it. Don't just go off, oh, I seen this bitch do this shit in porn, so let me try this. That's not how you learn. Mm-hmm. You got to talk to your partner and learn about it. At the end of the day, they actors. When they say cut, they got to bust that nut.
I don't actually think that, well, for me, I feel like for a lot of people, it is that when you watch pornography, it creates an unrealistic reality in the bedroom, you know, with your partner. For me personally, it doesn't because yeah, I watch porn, and like Danny, I watch porn to get off. And but I might disagree with you. I do learn a little bit, but not to go back into the bedroom and do exactly what that porn star was doing. Sometimes I have trouble riding because I don't have enough stamina. But I'm like, wait, that porn star... I was like, that porn star got at the tip of her fucking toes and she was going. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try that and see if I can go longer that way.
Did
so,
it work?
It did.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, it's the way I position. It's the way I position my feet.
Show me how you do it. How you do it?
Oliver.
Oh, my bad.
So, I mean, these are things that I pick up from porn, but I don't necessarily go trying to do all the moves and stuff because porn really just doesn't move me like that. And no, I don't really watch no crazy kinky shit with like all them fake skits and want to go home and, you know, want to role play and shit like that. Like sometimes even to get a nut off, I could watch porn, but I could still like, you know, to actually get that nut off, I could actually think about a time that was really sexy to me in my actual reality. Some shit that my girlfriend probably said that was so fucking sexy. I would literally think about that in my head and I'll nut off while the porn is playing.
Thank you.
Like my reality is so much sexier sometimes than the actual porn.
I said that. I was just telling them that. I'm sorry, Erin, but I was just telling them that. I said I watch my own porn. I like to make videos and I watch my own
narcissist.
Porn.
Narcissist.
What?
You're watching your own self?
That's because it gives me flashbacks because I know how it felt
and
at that time.
And it's realistic.
I know how it felt at that time to see it's you your watch own
let
body.
Me not cut off
you watch, do you watch your own porn?
Hold
no.
Up.
No?
No, but if, I did, it would be more realistic.
What's that?
If I did, it would be more realistic than watching some strange,
exactly.
Some act. At the end of the day, actors, that's the key word, they're actors.
I think that porn can desensitize you to whatever your reality is. So say you and your mate, you know, that's not even your mate. If you can just get off by yourself, thoughts in your head, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, masturbation, you good. But the fact that you watch porn every day and you're relying on the porn to get you there, you can't just do it by yourself anymore. So it kind of desensitizes whatever your...
stimulation?
Whatever it is that you like, it desensitizes that. Mm-hmm. And it makes it harder for you to get there. I personally like porn. Mm-hmm. Like Nikki said.
How often you watch it?
Often.
Oh. I like you say often.
Like Nikki said, I enjoy making my own. I will video it, watch it myself because it's gonna take me back to the moment. And like I like how I look. I like how the situation look.
It's nothing like, you know, enjoying the moment but critiquing yourself in a good way. Like, oh, I made my ass go like this. Next time, I'm going to make it go like this. Maybe next time, I'm going to put my leg up like this. It makes you excited for the next time you have sex because of something you're doing. When you look good, it's like you know how some of y'all like to watch yourself or eat at the table and be like, oh, I look beautiful that day. Oh, yes. That's what porn is. Watching my own porn, that's what it is to me. Like, watching myself perform, I'm like...
I don't do that.
Yeah, sometimes when a dude hitting it from the back, you're not catching those faces, but that video is. And you like, oh, yeah, you can't see what he sees. But when he's recording it,
like, damn,
that's what you're looking at? Like,
but
damn,
Nikki,
I see.
I feel like porn is just a fantasy. People are fantasized about porn. Because to me, like I said, I watch porn just to get old. Honestly,
what kind
like,
of porn you like, Danny?
I like gangbang, and I like jerk off, and I like cum shot. That's all.
You
like.
Like to watch men jerk off in the porn?
Jerk off.
Do
to
you
the
like
cum.
Stick your tongue out, like to act like you caught it? I'm not
saying that. Wow, that's something that you did, Danny. I mean,
no,
Nikki.
No.
Let's stay right
like
here.
Suck dick. So
but
maybe that's
don't project
watch.
Onto Danny. Do you do that? don't project.
But I feel like porn is just like a fantasy. You know what I'm saying? And when you bring me to the bedroom, I feel like that's crazy. Because for me, when I have sex, I don't think about nobody else but the person that I'm with. I don't even, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're ugly ass niggas. When I'm with you, is what you're going to tell me, the moan, I focus on you. And that turn me on. I'm not thinking about nobody. I never think about nobody but myself when I'm having sex. And I turn my cell phone. Honestly, when I'm having sex, it's fuck the man. I'm turning myself. I'm grabbing my titties. I'm grabbing my nipples. I'm pinching my nipples. But that turned him on to the point that he's busting. So everybody good when I'm fucking. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
I don't, you know, I don't really think about porn or like I fantasize or that. No, that's,
you know,
that's,
you know what I used to do? You know what I realized? I didn't even know that I was doing it, but like, when I used to watch porn, right, I always, like me personally, like when I first started watching porn, I would always look for the Spanish woman with the Spanish woman with the big asses, fat asses.
That's your type.
Yeah. Well, it really wasn't my type, to be honest, because honestly, at that point in time, I was dating a white girl. You feel okay. what I'm saying? So, but when I watched porn, it was always a Spanish girl with a fat ass, right? So then whenever I was in real life, I was looking for the Spanish girl with the fat ass. Like, damn, yeah, she looked nasty. Like, cause she reminded me of the porno, of the pornos that I was watching.
Okay.
But I had to come to a realization that that's not always it. Cause then when I got a Spanish girl with a fat ass, one time it was really whack.
Duh.
So, but like, what I'm saying is, and by the way, I just want to say, I just want to say, Spanish women with fat asses do got some great sex. But the one that I had, one of my first ones that I had was really trash. But that let me know that, listen, I was really chasing my fantasies, my porno fantasies. I was like subconsciously putting them into my real life because they resemble the porn that I used to like to watch. You know what I'm saying? But it's not realistic.
You know, Aaron said a good, pretty much in the coordinates with what she's saying with the desensitized. Man, listen, for me, I just think that I was also reading, they said most people when they was younger, right, in their teens, they was able to close their eyes and play with themselves and get off. But as they get older, because of the porn, mainly that's what we was researching. It made them so desensitized that the average person, it used to took them quicker to close their eyes and imagine on their own. Now it gotta take them a minute for them to get there, ejaculate or whatever. So I think that listen, whatever you wanna do, just wait till you with your partner. Yeah. I don't need pornos. I'm definitely not looking at pornos to learn any goddamn thing. That's one, because I know they acting. Two, I've just reserved my body enough. And listen, it's always in the mind, yeah. Right? You was mentioning it. Yeah. And then that if your mind ain't right, this ain't gonna be working, sure. Right? So at the end of the day, just save your time, save yourself. You will have less problems of getting up when you are actually with a woman, and because you don't even realize it. You might not consciously think it, but you are actually putting real expectations on a woman that, you know, because of all that porn that you're watching. Just relax, beloved.
Let me say, I agree with you, because when I first started masturbating, I could have just imagined things and I will bust. But now I can't masturbate without watching porn. I'm not gonna come. Mm-hmm. I'm just not gonna come. I can't get off until I watch porn.
You can't think back of a bomb ass sex experience you had and just use. No?
That's the thing with me. I'm really fucked up on the head. If I don't watch porn, I can't masturbate. And when I'm having sex, I can't think about porn.
All right, so more of the story. I guess there's pros and cons of watching porn, right? we all pretty much did it, or do still do it, Danny. but if you're going to do it, make sure that you don't take that unrealistic expectations into your life. That's the only thing that we're going to say that we could really pretty much agree on. And if you're going to do it, make sure that you clean up after yourself. Especially you, because you be squaring and using mops.
Oh.